Black Lives Matter.
So, Leslie, greeting probably 50 people who have gathered here at City Hall to defend the adult education librarian at the Evanston Public Library, where she has been placed on administrative leave by the director, Karen Danzig-Lyons.
We stand with Leslie. We stand with Leslie. We stand with Leslie. We stand with Leslie.
Would you care to make a statement before going into your hearing?
All I can say is I love my job at the Evanston Library. I value every one of the years that I've spent there, all the friends I've made, and all the work that I think I've accomplished. And I'm just overwhelmed with the support and with the many people who've contacted me this week to show their support. So whatever happens, I'm just so grateful to the community of Evanston for standing with me in this way.
And what do you expect to happen?
I honestly don't know. I assume I'll be given some form of discipline, but I won't know that until after the hearing.
And do they have to justify their accusations of gross incompetence and contributing to a hostile work environment?
I would imagine they would. I don't know exactly what the standard of proof for that is. So, but we'll see. But as I said, I'm just really overwhelmed and touched by the support from so many friends.
And after your meeting, is it possible to have follow-up conversation with you?
I think so, yeah. I'll have to check with my attorney, but yes.
Okay.
All right, thanks so much.
Why is it you're here?
I'm here supporting my friend Leslie Williams. I want to make sure that she stays at the Evanston Public Library. I think she's an asset to the community in Evanston, an asset to all the communities in Chicago, and we need her exactly where she is.
Okay. Care to say your name?
Stephanie Scora.
Yourself, sir.
Just here with the roundtable paper.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Leslie has been a great leader in the Evanston community for teaching young and old how to treat each other, how to be conscious of what's important, how to be a caring person. And for her to be treated this way is ridiculous.
Great librarian. Leslie is a great librarian.
What's best for you?
Great librarian.
Well, people still coming in support of Leslie Williams, who is facing possible dismissal.
My name is Michael Neighbors. Last name is N-A-B-O-R-S. I am the pastor of Second Baptist Church in Evanston and also the president of the Evanston North Shore branch of the NAACP. I am here to support what I believe and who I believe is one of the great librarians in our nation, not just in Illinois, not just in Evanston, Leslie Williams. I say that for several reasons, not the least of which is that I arrived in Evanston 2 years ago as a veritable stranger to the community coming over from Michigan. One of the first persons who called me and asked for a meeting and an opportunity to share about the landscape of Evanston was Leslie Williams. And when she called, we had an opportunity to meet and talk. She asked me if I could be of any service. She was saying to herself, if I could be of any service to you or to Second Baptist Church, just please let me know. And when that happened, I will tell you, it began a wonderful and marvelous two-year relationship. Leslie has been so active in the Evanston community during my time here. She has been a coordinator and a participant in a number of different rallies, Stand with Muslims, Stand with the LGBTQ community, Stand with Black Lives Matter. Whenever anything is going on at Fountain Square, Leslie Williams has her name on it. And, of course, whenever anything was also going on at the Second Baptist Church, including an amazing lament service for those who were killed in Charleston and for those who were also killed in Orlando, Florida, Leslie was there front and center. And so I want to say that I'm here because something is wrong. Something is wrong with the Evanston Public Library if they are thinking about putting the only African-American librarian in a situation where she will not be able to continue to produce produce results, to produce amazing resources for the community, not just for African Americans, but for every marginalized group, for every single group that stands on the fringes. Leslie Williams is an advocate. She is a speaker. She is a fighter. And we need her in Evanston as badly as we need anybody. And that's why everybody is here this afternoon. We support Leslie Williams. And next we want to bring Ms. Warich forward from Muslim Community Center.
Hi, my name is Dilnaz Warich, and I'm here to support Leslie Williams as a human being, a person that cares. There is something seriously wrong with our society. We need to rebuild ourselves, and Leslie's always there to hear us and support us and get our act together. If I need a supportive voice, if I need someone to help me with something, Leslie knows how to galvanize us. When it comes to Islamophobia, she knows how to make sure that the mosques have that information. She knows how to make sure the Muslim community, the Christian community, the Baha'i community, the Jewish community, we're all together, we're here supporting each other, and we're making the world a better place, not just because it needs to be a better place, but because we want to make sure that we're all hearing each other, we're understanding our similarities, we're understanding how to move forward. Leslie Williams is there for all of us. She's not just here for one group, she's there for all marginalized communities, and we're very fortunate to have Leslie. She's been there when we had the rally at the Evanston rally 2 years ago. She was there for the Des Plaines Mosque when they had a rally just about a month and a half ago. She was there for the Muslim Community Center on January 29th. There isn't any place Leslie isn't. So we would love more Leslies in Evanston libraries and all libraries. Like they say, readers are leaders. Leslie's a leader in every format. So thank you, Leslie.
And next we have Ms. Polak, who is coming forward from Open Communities.
Actually, I'm just an Evanston resident. And Leslie and I have been friends for 25 years. And for 25 years, I have admired her integrity. We've been members of the same congregation, and I have known her to challenge people at every cross in a the most thorough and thoughtful way. And her programming at the library is equal opportunity for everyone programming. And we need her desperately to stay here and to continue to produce challenging materials for everybody, programming that really invites us all to take a harder look at our society and to our history. And what I have seen here has been what looks like a persecution of this very talented and wonderful and open-hearted human being. And it just is heartbreaking and is wrong. And we need Leslie to be honored, and she should be winning awards from the library. And anyways, that's all I really have to say, is that Leslie needs to stay.
Leslie.
And finally, we have a dear friend of Leslie. Stephanie is going to come forward. I'm not going to try to pronounce your last name, but you can certainly do that, and she's going to offer some words as well.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Scora. I'm a friend of Leslie's. I'm here to stand with Leslie. I'm actually pretty new to this community. My partner and I moved up here about 3 months ago, or 4 months ago now, in January. And one of the first few people that I met going around and doing activism was Leslie. We ran into each other at an event, and we started talking. And there are a few people in this neighborhood, in this area, that have made me feel more welcome as a trans woman and as a person who belongs to a number of marginalized communities and as a Jew than Leslie. And I cannot express how deeply in support I am of this amazing woman. I can't believe what Evanston Public Library is doing her. They should be honoring Leslie Williams every day, not trying to drive her from their community. They should be putting Leslie on posters, on billboards. They should be,
wanted posters.
They should be recognizing the amazing work that Leslie is doing, not just in Evanston, but also in the city of Chicago, and for people of all stripes, people of all races and faiths and genders. Leslie is one of the most amazing organizers and one of the most amazing people that I know, and I'm proud to stand with her today and to tell the Evanston Public Library that Leslie Williams has to stay.
Yes, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh, oh. Hey, hey! Leslie has got to stay! Ho, ho! Hey, hey! Leslie has got to stay! Ho, ho! Hey, hey! Leslie has got to stay! Ho, ho! Hey, hey! Leslie has got to stay! Ho, ho!
And so we want to say to those who are listening and those who are looking that it's very important for you to know the enthusiasm that you feel in this hallway can be magnified by hundreds and hundreds of those who are not able to make it on such short notice. You are messing with one of our own.
Yes. That's right.
Her name is Leslie Williams. She is family. Yes, and so we are going to stick together like family. Evanston is a community that is filled with enormous potential. From the moment I arrived, I believe that it has the capacity to be the best, the most beloved community possible. The way that we do that is caring for our own, standing up for our own, supporting our own, struggling with our own. And if we have to go to jail, we will go to jail for our own.
Yes.
I didn't hear you.
Yes!
Because Leslie Williams has given fully and completely of herself to our community. Not only the adults who are here, but children, seniors. Everybody has said it. She supports every single person. There is no stranger when it comes to Leslie. She befriends every single person, no matter what their background and no matter where they come from. That's what Evanston is. Let's live up to our name and let's live up to our potential. Thank you.
Ho, ho! Hey, hey! Leslie has got to say ho, ho! Hey, hey! Leslie has got to say ho, ho! Hey, hey!
Okay, and now several police are coming through, and here's Karen Danzig Lyons, the director of the library, who accuses Leslie Williams of gross incompetence. Now the hearing is open, the room is open. Leslie is going into the room shortly. Karen Danzig Lyons, accompanied by three armed police who have stationed themselves in front of the doors. And they've, as is typical of this current administration, they've closed the blinds. It's hardly transparent under the Lyons administration. Why are you here?
Hi, I'm a relatively new resident to Evanston. I've been here about a year and a half. Came from the D.C. area because Evanston has always seemed to me to be the kind of community I wanted to live in, a community that appreciates diversity, that has a huge number of resources, including Northwestern University, where I went to graduate school. But it is shocking to me that Evanston has so few professional people of color on their staff. I know that Leslie has worked tirelessly for the Evanston Library. She works tirelessly for every underrepresented and marginalized community in this area. And not only does she do a lot for us here in Evanston through her full-time work at the library, but on top of that, she probably works 20 hours a week for the civil rights of everyone in the whole Chicago area.
What's your background, professional background?
I'm a teacher educator. I've worked in education, and libraries are near and dear to my heart. And I see libraries as an important place in the community where people can gather and learn and continue to learn. And Leslie does that. She provides that opportunity for everyone. And it's critical for us to have people of Leslie's caliber and people with Leslie's connections to a diverse community.
As a graduate of Northwestern University and working as a former professional in education, I would presume amongst your qualifications is the ability to quickly evaluate the competency of people you meet, especially in professional educational librarian type things. How do you assess the accusation that she's grossly incompetent?
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I've had the opportunity not only to meet Leslie as a patron of the library, but I've had the opportunity to work with her on a number of different anti-Islamophobia and interfaith rallies. She is an impeccable professional. She's incredibly organized. She is an amazing spokesperson and speaker. And I know that when I've seen her in her role at the library, when I've attended public programs, and when I've seen her in these roles as a community activist, a community uplifter, she is exceptional. And there's just no way that the term incompetent could in any way be applied to Leslie Williams.
Would you say she's one of the high points of your experience in coming to live in Evanston?
Definitely, definitely. I am at the library at least once a week. She was very welcoming to me as a new resident of Evanston. She introduced me to the History Book Club. She welcomes everyone, and she is looking out for the needs of every constituency in Evanston in terms of the library being able to provide services to all.
She's the adult education librarian?
Correct. Correct. And she helps to organize adult programming. I really enjoy the one book Evanston this year, the other Westmore. And I was able to attend one.
Is that something she's responsible for?
I believe so. And I know that she was responsible for a film screening, a discussion that I attended in conjunction with the Evanston one book. It was a fabulous program. She brought in an array of people from the community to discuss the film, to discuss the book. So she has those connections with people throughout Evanston and throughout the Chicagoland area to bring really high quality programming to the Evanston Library.
Got the connections. I'd say there might be 50 to 70 people here in this hallway as she's waiting her fate before the director of the library, Karen Danzig-Lyons. Have you had any interaction with the director of the library?
I have not, no.
Have you tried?
I have not, no. Other than to send a letter to her and to the library board last night in support of Leslie Williams.
Care to say your name?
Yes, Carol Muskin, citizen of South Evanston.
Hi. We feel lucky that we heard on your show today. Mike happened to be listening, and we were really happy that you mentioned what was going on. We had no idea.
So tell me why you're here, and would you like to say your name?
Oh, sure. Michael Montenegro, a longtime friend of Leslie Williams and an admirer. And I don't know the details of the situation, but I think Leslie is someone of incredible integrity. So I would like to hear more about what's going on, because I'm wary that something a little less than what's the word? You know, a little less than above board is happening to her. She's well loved by many people in this community, and she's helped so many people. So I'd really like to know what's going on.
Speculate on why something that isn't kosher might be happening.
Yes, I think she's very outspoken. She has incredible integrity. She's a very principled person, and she's an advocate and very progressive, and I think all of those things tend to single people out for attack. I'm just really curious to know what's at the bottom of it.
I have to say I'm kind of shocked to see this, because we didn't realize until this morning that even something was happening. And we're pretty tied into the community. So I'm astonished that the meeting is closed, that the public isn't invited to come in and hear what's going on. I'm astonished that there are police here. For whose protection? I mean, why all of a sudden did they put police in here to accompany the head of the library. And
how many people would you say are here?
I would say there are about maybe 200, 250. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm really not sure, but it feels like quite a big crowd. So.
And any thoughts about the accusation that Leslie is, what was it, grossly incompetent?
Oh, my God. I've known Leslie for many, many years, going way back to when we used to go to Lake Street Church, and she's always been so competent. I was so happy when she started working at the library. I used to work there, too. And I was so happy because she is, like, the most amazing research reference librarian I've ever seen. She always helps people. She knows what she's doing. She's, you know, always giving of herself, and I can't believe that she's having trouble like this.
Are you ready to go to jail?
Sure, if that's what this takes. Yeah, I'll support her all the way. I mean, I really feel bad.
Ali Abu Nima's popular culture in the form of We Chose Genocide.
Yes, I feel very strongly like that should be things that we all hear about. We need to hear about that. It's, you know, to censor those people's voices and to not let us hear them is not democratic. That's not a democratic society. We should be hearing all different points of view. Yeah. I stand behind her. Totally supportive.
Would you care to say why you're here?
Because Leslie makes me proud.
And you?
I'm here because Leslie Williams is a really important person in this community, and I think it's important that people come and let them know that we need her in her position.
Can you imagine why the director of the library, Karen Danzig-Lyons, has accused her of gross incompetence?
I have no idea what the background to this is. I just know that she provides a tremendous service to everybody in the community and is a treasure, and she, you know, whatever rules she may break or whatever she, I mean, it may be that if she broke any, I have no idea. But her value to both the library and the people who support the library, the people who use the library, and people who are just in the community, who have various social action, you know, interests and so on, she's there, and she's effective, and she's competent.
Do you think that this might be connected to the flap that occurred when Karen Danzig-Lyons arbitrarily canceled the event that Ali Abu Nima was to speak at, and then because of community pressure reversed herself and let it go forward?
Oh, I have zero idea what's behind this or what the history was. No idea.
But certainly Leslie should stay because she's...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I am here to support Leslie Williams, both as an extraordinarily competent community leader and librarian, and as a personal friend.
Care to say why you're here? No?
Leslie is an exemplary public servant, and I support wholeheartedly everything she's done for our community and her coordination with teachers at ETHS and her effective advocacy for inclusion of all people.
Okay. Are you a teacher at ETHS?
I am.
Okay.
Care to say your name?
Betsy Goodstein.
Could you say why you're here, sir?
I'm here to support Leslie Williams. She's fantastic. I think she is a breath of fresh air at our public library. She is certainly a voice for diversity there. And she does advocate for diverse programming, books, speakers, all of that. You know, she's been very helpful to our whole community. She's great. So, yes, I'm absolutely here to support her.
First of all, I'm here because OPAL, Organization for Positive Action and Leadership, looks at equity issues all the time. Our interim president, Roger Williams, could not be here. But I look at this as a twofold issue. It's not just the fact that Leslie is a African-American woman, but also this is a issue of ask for forgiveness and not permission. Because if you look at the other issues that have come up regarding Leslie, they are lane issues. They're, you know, this is not your lane, Leslie, for you to go to Wilmette Illinois Library and speak on behalf of the Evanston Library with respect to a African-American genealogy exhibit that they were going to give the library. There was some dispute about Leslie bringing in a Palestinian speaker to speak about Israeli issues here at Evanston Library. I'm just saying that it is not only just, the fact that Leslie is the only African-American woman here in Evanston at the library, but it is a work issue in terms of subordinate and insubordinate, stay in your lane issue. It seems to me that from what some of the things that have come out, this is a workplace also dispute, which is equally as important, which a lot of people struggle with that. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
To the extent that she brought in a Palestinian, actually she was asked by a group that I happen to be connected to have a book reading by Ali Abu Nima. And she agreed to co-sponsor it with the library, as is her position as adult education. And the flap resulted when the director of the library arbitrarily canceled it on short notice, causing public outcry, which resulted in the library director then reversing herself, and the program went through.
Oh, so it did go through.
120 people showed up at that.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Good, yeah.
Right.
So I'm saying you can look at it both ways. And I think that this is what it is. It's, okay, so this is the third time she's come, or the second time she's come under review. And it's generally not about whether or not she's doing a great job. It's not about whether or not she's on time. It's not about the fact that she's absent. It's always about these issues, these lane issues, that you didn't ask permission, or you're going beyond the scope of what your responsibility is, that you didn't check with me, i.e. your boss, to say, to ask if you could do those things. Those are issues that we face in the workplace all the time. And I do think that more of this is about that than anything else.
Okay, thank you. Did you want to say anything further?
Well, I'm also here as a member of OPAL, but it's also just a matter of expanding consciousness in this city, in the city of Evanston, and ultimately will matter to whoever else that, she's quite an advocate for, diversity and a broad range of thinking. So I'm here to support her.
Might that be the role of a good adult librarian?
It's the role of a good human being.
Yeah, no, I do think, yeah, that is the role of a good librarian. And I agree with Jerome that it's also the role of a good human being too. And like I said, to me, this is more about personality issues in terms of authority and non-authority than it is about race.
That's about race or politics.
Race or politics. No, I understand this clearly.
Okay.
I understand this clearly. I think we've all experienced this in the workplace. This is just more about stay in your lane.
Excuse me. Care to say why you're here?
Yeah, I mean, if Ms. Williams is the only black librarian in Evanston, I'm sure she must bring topics of interest to all members of the Evanston community that all the white librarians may not be tuned into, and that I think it's really important in a community that espouses diversity to walk their talk.
And do you remember the scheduling of We Charge Genocide, like black lives and police oppression and brutality and the struggle for justice against the establishment that generally validates police behavior even when it's wrong. Remember anything about that?
That was here in Evanston?
Yeah,
unfortunately not. I was out of town.
Oh, okay.
So thank you, but no.
Do you care to say why you're here?
Sure. I'm a friend of Leslie's. I think she's great. I respect her. I admire her. I think she's always responsible and thoughtful and sensitive. I don't know what the issue is here, but I'm here in support of Leslie.
As somebody who knows her, my understanding is she's been accused of gross incompetence.
I find that impossible to believe. I mean, she's like the most responsible, competent, intelligent person, man, and works so hard. So I find those charges kind of astounding. So
could there be some political basis for the accusations that seem to jeopardize her employment with the library?
I'd hate to speculate about it, not knowing what the charges are or what the basis of it is. But, just hearing that name of the charge, it's hard for me to believe that there's any basis for it.
You care to say why you're here?
Huh? Yay, Leslie!
Leslie!
Why are you here?
This is outrageous. It's totally outrageous that Leslie, who's a great librarian, has great programs, is being disciplined. We all need to protest this.
Well, I don't know, again. Leslie, a few weeks ago or a month or two ago, was in the head of a demonstration in Chicago in which she was the spokesman for Jewish Voice for Peace. And they were criticizing the JUF, which is Jewish United Fund, which is the big Jewish group that is kind of the coordinating committee of a lot of other Jewish groups in the city, and they do all the welfare and that type of thing. Anyway, she was a spokesman for criticizing them because they gave money to some very Islamophobic people. Now, in the past, the Jewish community has gone out of their way to try to ruin people's careers who are...
Is it the Jewish community or is it...
I'm sorry. It's the leadership of the Jewish community who has gone out of their way to ruin people's career if they criticize anything that touches upon the leadership of the Jewish community. And I'll remind everybody about Norman Finkelstein, who was at DePaul and wrote many books, pro-Palestinian, and he was literally fired because of pressure from the Jewish community. And I don't have any idea, but I hope this is not a similar case, you know, because I imagine it's a factor, to be honest with you.
My synagogue, people from my church, people from my daughter's school, people from Interfaith Action and Open Communities and JVP and so many other wonderful organizations that I've been associated with. I see librarians here and teachers and social workers and kids and students. And this really, for me, reflects why this job is so important to me and why I love working as a librarian at the Evanston Public Library, because of all of you. It really is because of all of you that I do what I do every day. And I can't tell you how grateful I am to see you all here supporting me. Thank you so much.
Do you know what scope of their choices may be from Dizzy?
Not really. It could be anywhere from a reprimand to a suspension, but I'm not really sure how long a suspension it would be.
Okay. Leslie, do you feel loved?
I feel loved, yes.
Yeah. Hey, everybody in the group, do you feel loved?
Yeah.
And does everyone here have a library card?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, we're going to make sure you get one. You do? Okay, good. What was the last great book you read?
I don't know.
What was the most fun book you've ever read?
This is where we
Big Nate. The Big Nick?
Big Nate.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the Big Nate series. That's wonderful. Great. All right, thank you all so much.
You all, if you all don't mind, at this time while Leslie is still here, we have another young woman who has come who represents another portion of our community. Her name is Tiffany Rice, and we'd love to have Tiffany come forward and offer a few words on behalf of Leslie.
Hi, like
Pastor Neighbors said, I'm Tiffany Rice. I'm with the DJ Coleman Foundation. And I wrote the letter that was basically a call to action as it relates to leadership at the Evanston Public Library. We saw some things that were going on that we were uncomfortable with. We saw a lack of representation of people of color. And we put out that letter to outline some events that we felt were closely connected to that. And like I said, it was a call to action. It was a call for change. And we're here to support Leslie. And we'll do everything we can to make sure that not only you stay at the library, but we get more people like you.
Yes, to represent
the entire community that is Evanston.
So you're welcome.
Yeah, I never got a chance to
Pastor Neighbors, could you speak once to this justice we're looking for?
Thank you, Dan. I had a chance to... Yeah, thank you very much, Dan. I had a chance to offer a few words before Leslie went in, but I want to re-echo the sentiment of all of us that had an opportunity to speak. That is that Leslie is an advocate. She is a social justice clarion and trumpeter for the Evanston community. She speaks on behalf of those who are not able to speak for themselves. She is a voice for those who are struggling on the margins of society. And as a result, in order for us to move ever closer to becoming the beloved community, we need Leslie and people like her to remain firmly entrenched in what they're doing in our community. She is wonderful. She has brought all of us together, and I'm telling you, I am not sure that anybody but Leslie could bring such a diverse group of folks together on this beautiful day when we could be outside running in the park. Here we are supporting Leslie because she is essentially a critical instrument in our community. So whatever happens after today, when these cameras go off, when we go back to our respective homes, let's remember to support Leslie and ensure that she goes nowhere except up in our community.
Yes.
Make sure there's sign-in sheets circulating. Make sure you fill them out so we can follow up with folks about whatever next step.